aided by belief in monotheism. Just as diseases have afflicted man in every age, so has the science of medicine always existed in one form or the other. In ancient times, however, the science of medicine never reached the heights of progress that it did in the Islamic era and also latterly, in modern times. It is believed that the beginning of the science of medicine, a beginning to be reckoned with, was made in ancient Greece. The two very great physicians, who were born in ancient Greece, were Hippocrates and Galen. However, very little is known about their lives. The historians of later times have estimated that Hippocrates was probably born in c. 460 BC and died in c. 375 BC. Some historians, on the other hand, even have doubts about his being a historical figure. It has also been questioned whether the books on philosophy and medicine supposedly written by him were not actually written by someone else and later attributed to him. Galen is considered the second most important philosopher and physician of this period of antiquity. He was born probably in AD 129 and died in AD 199. Galen had to face stiff opposition in Rome, and most of his writings were destroyed. The remainder would also have been lost to posterity had the Arabs not collected them in the 9th century and translated them into Arabic. These Arabic translations were later to reach Europe in the 11th century, where they were translated from Arabic into Latin. The Encyclopedia Britannica concludes its article on Galen thus: little is known of Galen's final years, 7-850. It is a fact that ancient Greece produced some very fine brains of high intellectual caliber in this field, but the respective fates of Galen and Hippocrates show that the atmosphere in ancient Greece was conducive neither to the rise of such people to their due eminence, nor to the growth of medicine as a science. Different kinds of superstitious beliefs were an obstruction in the path of free inquiry, for instance, the attribution of diseases to mysterious powers, and the sanctification of many things, such as plants which had healing properties. The science of medicine came into being in ancient Greece, about 200 years before the Christian era, and continued for another 2 centuries. In this way, the whole period extended over about 400 or 500 years. This science did not see any subsequent advance in Greece itself. Although a European country, Greece did not contribute anything to the spread of its own medical science in Europe, or give any stimulus to progress in the field of modern medicine in the West. These facts are proof that the atmosphere in ancient Greece was not favorable to the progress of medicine. The Greek medicine which was brought into being by certain individuals, effort was all at the individual level, as the community did not give it general recognition, remained hidden away in obscure books for about 1,000 years after its birth. It was only when these books were translated into Arabic during the Abbasid period, c. 750-1258, and edited by the Arabs with their own original editions, that it became possible for this science to find its way to Europe, thus paving the way for modern medical science. The reason for this is before the Islamic Revolution, the world had been swept by superstitious beliefs. The environment in those times was so unfavorable that whenever an individual would undertake any academic or scientific research, he could never be certain of receiving encouragement. More often than not, he had to face severe antagonism. Indeed, whenever any scientific endeavor at the individual level came to the notice of the authorities, it would be promptly and rigorously suppressed. In a situation where diseases and their remedies were traditionally linked with the displeasure and subsequent appeasement of gods and goddesses, what appeal could the scientific method of treatment have for the people? Only when the monotheistic revolution came to the world in the wake of Islam, did the door open to that medical progress, which saw its culmination in modern medical science? The Prophet said, "God has sent the remedy for every disease in the world except death." This saying of the Prophet was the declaration of the leader of a revolution. No sooner did he announce to the world this truth about medicine than history began to be shaped by it, in many practical ways. Smallpox was considered one of the most dangerous diseases in the world. It was a highly contagious disease, characterized by fever and the appearance of small spots, leaving scars in the form of pits. The symptoms include chills, headache, and backache. The spots appear about the 4th day. This is a fatal disease. Even if one survives the attack, the skin is scarred permanently. According to present records, this disease was identified in Egypt in c. 1122 BC, and is also mentioned in ancient Indian books written in Sanskrit. In the past, this disease gripped many countries in the form of dangerous epidemics. Thousands of people fell prey to it as far back as BC 1156. This disease was taking its toll on human life, there being visible evidence in the pockmarked face of the mummy of the Egyptian pharaoh, Ramesses V, who died in that year. His embalmed body was found inside a pyramid. Even then, it took thousands of years for this dreaded disease to be investigated scientifically. Now we know that smallpox is a contagious disease resulting from virus infection, and such remedies have been discovered as can ward off attacks, provided suitable precautions are taken in advance. But it was not until the end of the 9th century, subsequent to the emergence of Islam, that this medical fact was unearthed for the first time. The first name which became prominent in history in this connection was that of the well-known Arab physician, Muhammad ibn Zakariya al-Razi, c. 854-932, who was born in Ray in Iran. In search of a remedy for the disease, he investigated it from the purely medical standpoint, and wrote the first book on the subject, called Al-Judari wal Hasba. This was translated into Latin, the academic language of ancient Europe, in 1565 in Venice. It was later translated into Greek and other European languages, and thus spread all over Europe. Its English translation, published in London in 1848, was entitled A Treatise on Smallpox and Measles. Researchers have accepted that this is the first medical book on smallpox in the whole of recorded history. Prior to this, no one had ever done research on this topic. Al-Razi's book was read by Edward Jenner, 1749-1823, the English physician, who later pioneered the smallpox vaccine. It was this which led to his thinking of making a clinical investigation of the disease. He carried on his research over a 20-year period, ultimately establishing the connection between cowpox and smallpox. In 1796, he carried out his first practical experiment in inoculation. This was a success, and the practice spread rapidly, in spite of violent opposition from certain quarters, until, in 1977, it was announced by the NO that for the first time in history, smallpox had been eradicated. Now the question arises as to why such a long time had elapsed between the initial discovery of the disease and the first attempts to investigate it medically with a view to finding a remedy. The reason was the prevalence of shirk, that is, the holding of something to be sacred when it is not, or the attribution of divinity to the non-divine. Dr. David B. Werner, v. 1934, author of the acclaimed book, Where There Is No Doctor, writes, "In most places in India, people believe that these diseases are caused because the goddess is angry with their family or their community. The goddess expresses her anger through the diseases. The people believe that the only hope of a cure for these diseases is to make offerings to her in order to please her. They do not feed the sick child or care for him, because they fear this will annoy the goddess more. So the sick child becomes very weak and either dies, or takes a long time to get cured. These diseases are caused by virus infection. It is essential that the child be given plenty of food, to keep up his strength so that he can fight the infection." When Islam came to the world, it banished such superstitious beliefs about disease, announcing in no ambiguous terms that none except God had the power to harm or benefit humankind. The Creator was the one and only being who had such power. All the rest were his creatures and his servants. When, after the Islamic Revolution, such ideas gained ground, people began to think freely and independently of all superstitions. Only then did it become possible to conduct medical research into the disease in order to discover appropriate remedies. Only after this intellectual revolution had come to the world did it become possible to make smallpox the subject of inquiry. Only then did it become possible for such people as Al-Razi and Edward Jenner to rise and save the world from this dreaded disease by discovering a remedy for it. The real barrier to finding a cure was the generally accepted body of superstitious beliefs. These beliefs were swept away for the first time in history by Islam. This contribution of Islam is generally acknowledged. In the November-December 2016 issue of National Geographic History magazine, Victor Paulea de Bustinza, a specialist in Islamic history, writes in an article titled, "How Early Islamic Science Advanced Medicine, The Growth of Islam, in the 7th century Sparked a Golden Age of Scientific Discovery." Building on the wisdom of ancient civilizations, Muslim doctors pushed the boundaries of medical science into bold new places.